There are more than 2,500 chaplains in schools around Australia already, but the chaplaincy program is now about to expand with additional and extensive funding from the federal government as announced in the federal budget. Almost a quarter of $1 billion has been set aside to fund the chaplaincy program that aims to provide spiritual guidance to students in schools. Since it started, the program has drawn critics, including the Education Union and well-known TV personality and social commentator Jane Caro.
I think that it is very important that we maintain the secular tradition in public schools, which means that they are not anti any religion but not pro any religion. And the problem with the chaplaincy program is that it has now been again restricted by this federal government to Christian chaplains only, which means the previous government allowed secular chaplains who also participate in the program. That's now been stopped. And the thing is that the whole point of a public school system is that it's accepting of everybody and it prioritises no one and it prioritises no set of beliefs. It doesn't reject any set of beliefs, but nor does it set one religion up above anyone else's or anyone's lack of belief in a religion. And that is extremely important if we want a system which feels completely accepting of everyone.
Diversity in schools. Public schools, I think, especially have a very diverse student population. Do you think chaplains will be able to cope with this?
Well, I'm sure that some of the chaplains will be absolutely terrific. I don't doubt for a minute that lots of them are great. But that's not the point. The principle here is that they must be chaplains from a Christian faith background. Now, if they're not going to impose their Christian faith, if that's not the point of the program, then why does that have to be so? You see that it's contradictory, basically. Now, and it's very weird because the actual guidelines for the chaplaincy program say that the chaplains are not permitted to proselytise or to attempt to convert. Mm. So, again, it seems absurd, if that is truly the intention, that they should have to be restricted to one religious denomination. It makes you very suspicious of them, sadly. Any kind of incongruity like that raises our fears.
What role do you think religion should have in public schools?
I think that kids should be taught the history of religion. They should be taught about the world's religions in the same way as they're taught history of other things and literature from other cultures and all that kind of thing. And I certainly think that there's nothing wrong with students having voluntary organisations which they can join if they are Christian students or Muslim students or Jewish students or atheist students. I don't really mind. All that kind of thing is absolutely fine. But I think any compulsion around religion, and even systems where kids are compelled to opt out if they don't want to be part of it, like scripture, for example, is not true to the secular tradition of public education, which is that it is not of religion. It is not against religion, but it must not be seen to proselytise. That's or to prioritise any one religion above another. That's not its purpose.
Jane Caro, social commentator and journalist. With her views there, she's been quite vocal on the issue. Someone who sits on the other side of the fence is the Australian Christian Lobby. Lyle Shelton is the managing director of the Australian Christian Lobby. This is what he had to say.
Most people don't know that the government funding is really only a small proportion, covers at best 2 days a week. And, of course, many school communities do extra fundraising so that their chaplain can have an even greater presence in the school. So people are voting with their feet. They're appreciating the extra helping hand in the school community, a listening ear, someone who can help with some of the emotional and even spiritual needs of students as they come to them. Most schools have a fully qualified school counsellor, so I'm sure you'd find, well, I know you'd find that if there were really tricky issues that need professional help, the chaplains would be referring those on. And I'm sure chaplains would welcome the chance to assist anyone from any background.
That's the Managing Director of the Australian Christian Lobby, Lyle Shelton. The Wire contacted the National School Chaplaincy Association and Chaplaincy Australia for comment, but both were unavailable.